Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When is a butcher shop not a butcher shop? To quote 7 Days food writer Julia Clancy, when it's a meeting point with meat at its heart. Intrigued? Well, Julia is here to tell us about this magical, meaty place. It's Bo's Butchery and Bar in Montpelier. Julia, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a broad introduction to Bo's.
So Bo is a new butchery and bar in Montpelier, and it's tiny. It's about 560 square feet, but it is very well stocked. So it has a small but brimming meat display case. It has a tiny Prohibition era style bar, which has cocktails, a small but excellent wine list, local beers for sipping, browsing cuts of meat, maybe sampling some pâté and charcuterie, shopping for dinner. It's a real gathering place, and it's a new partnership between Crystal Maggiore, who's the chef owner of Kismet, a farm-to-table restaurant in Montpelier, and Jules Guillemette, who's the butcher behind the scenes.
Well, how did Crystal and Jules get together and come up with this idea?
In Jules's words, they met about 6 years ago and became friends just nerding out over food. And I love that expression because it shows a real bond over food and that sort of conviviality about eating and drinking, which is really apparent when you walk into Bo.
Seems like other people have come there to kind of nerd out about food as well. Other cooks and butchers.
Definitely. Every time I go there, there's this sort of dialogue that goes on about food, whether it's about making sausages, whether it's about confusion on how to cook a sirloin. There's seasoned cooks in there. There's novice cooks. There's this big community that comes through, that people who just love to talk about food, eat it, maybe ask questions and want to talk directly to a butcher. And both of these people, the co-owners of Bo, are very seasoned chefs. So they not only love food, but they know that dialogue very well, and they're more than happy to share it.
Well, Jules describes it as being very French. How so?
Well, she says it's very French because she's very French. So Jules grew up in northern Vermont. There's a picture of the Guillemette Dairy Farm in Bo. It's a 1953 photo, kind of sepia colored, very old. There's this dirt road snaking through grasslands right at the base of Mount Mansfield. And that's where Jules grew up. And her grandparents were Quebecois immigrants who came to Vermont, never learned to speak English. In the meat display case at Bo, there's a big slab of cretons, which I've never seen before. It's kind of like a coarse pâté. It's a pork spread made with onions and spices like clove, allspice. It has this beautiful cap of pearly pork fat over the top. And Jules said that her grandmother would put that on the table next to a slab of butter, which I find very French. But I think the European influence comes from the fact that food is also an opportunity for conversation and conviviality, not just an opportunity for satiation and convenience.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about a place in Montpelier where meat brings people together. Julia, Guillemette also talks about the closeness of the Vermont meat community. So tell us about that bond.
Yeah, I was interested in that as well. They said that there was a deeper bond in the Vermont meat community at the moment than there is in the cooking and chefs community, but that's also changing at a pretty rapid pace. So they worked under kind of notable meat figures in the Vermont community like Pat Quinn of Richmond Market and Frank Pace, who's at Guild Fine Meats, now at the Great Northern, and also at Vermont Smoking Cure, and that's where they were before opening Bo with Madeira. And they did say that the community is changing in the chef and cooking world, that it is becoming closer, that people are starting to work together and more. There's these great collaborations and bigger events like festivals and farmers markets that are bringing people together who build their livelihoods around food and drink. And I agree with them on that point. I think that the food world in Vermont is becoming more intertwined, and that a place like Bo really shows that.
Okay, let's get down to the food. What are some of the things we'll find at Bo?
Well, one thing that I've been dreaming about since I left there was this muffuletta sandwich. And ironically, the sandwich has no meat in it whatsoever. So I thought it was funny walking in there and getting a sandwich that didn't have meat in it. It's this beautiful butcher shop, but it was tempting. So it's this beautiful smoked pumpkin and shiitake mushrooms fused by pimento cheese and kind of this molten layer. And then there's on Elmer Mountain bread focaccia, which I think is one of the best breads that I've tasted in Vermont. It's craggy, it's dark, salty, crispy. It was served with black pepper and vinegar chips that Madeira made that morning, and the biggest, juiciest kosher dill pickle that they made in-house as well. Just an excellent experience in general. There's also a lot of charcuterie, so they have beautiful cured meats. There's pastrami, there's ham with this gorgeous kind of feathery layer of fat over the top that, once again, I can't stop thinking about. There's blocks of pate, there's head cheese, there's smoked chicken wings, bacon jam, there's roast turkeys. It's really, like I said, it's small, but it's well-stocked. They have cuts of pork from Von Trapp's Way-Fed Pigs. There's steak from La Platte River Angus Farm. There's local lamb and stew meat. So there's food all across the board. Another thing that I love, actually, is Jules's handmade sausages. Mm-hmm. So they're handmade daily, and there's rotating flavors, but the ones I had were a smoked pumpkin curry sausage and this really excellent spiced merguez, and then breakfast sausage. Once again, things that have the most perfect texture. I can't stop thinking about them personally.
Well, the biggest question I have is, is Beau's Butchery and Bar a restaurant, a bar, or a butcher shop?
It's a butcher shop, it's a bar, but a restaurant it is not. And this is something that Jules also reinforces. They say that they want to get beautiful meat and make things out of this beautiful meat, but they do not want a restaurant. And it's small, so there is some seating. There's tables with some stool seating. There's mounted countertops for balancing perhaps a plate of charcuterie or cheese with your glass of wine while you browse for dinner. But it is more of a gathering place than a sit-down restaurant.
Julia Clancy is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you for having me.